Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. The city of Abbotsford's Rhianne Gasper is the newest candidate vying for a seat on council. Rhianne Gasper is a small business owner, real estate agent, and has received a Bachelor of Arts diploma in Christian ministry. Gasper is set for the municipal elections on Saturday, October 15th, and recently joined the race for city council. She believes she is the right fit to help lead Abbotsford forward. In a recent interview with CIVL, Gasper spoke about the main issue she plans to address during her campaign and other matters concerning the Abbotsford public. What is the number one issue you plan on addressing during your campaign?
Yeah, well, there have been so many, but I think the one that really is coming to mind is the whole housing issue. As I even look at my other platform, you know, one is just our care of like the seniors in our community, and the other one is women at risk. This housing thread actually weaves its way into the other ones as well. And so that's a very interesting thing. And so for me, advocacy is such a big part of who I am as a person, as, you know, one of my core values. And so there's something happening in our society, not just in Abbotsford, where housing is becoming a real issue. People are not able to afford, you know, to live. And so, you know, I think as people in a community, we really have to look at this issue and come together to have some solutions.
What do you believe that council must do this term to prepare the region for addressing the climate and infrastructure issues that the November floods brought through Abbotsford?
Yeah, I think, you know, living on this part of the country, we have to do a better job to prepare our community for what happened last year. There's always somebody to blame, right? And somebody's always blaming somebody else of what wasn't done and what could have been done. And I think you can have a good plan in place, but if there are not people driving that plan, it just becomes paper. We really have to get good as leaders in our community, and in particular, the mayor and city council, to really communicate to the residents, this is what we're going to do. I think people are so tired of, well, this is what you said you were going to do, but it never got done. And this is what you said you were going to change, but it never got done. And so there's a big disconnect in the communication of how we handle the progression of building the right infrastructure in place.
How do you believe that council needs to address these issues locally to show respect to those underrepresented and disproportionately affected by inequality in the community?
Yeah, that's a good question. An important question, because we're dealing with people. When it comes to leading a community, there are diversities within a community. And so for me personally, there are certain things, you know, based on my background and where I come from, that I don't necessarily agree with. I think that it's a human right for people to have the right to disagree. But that doesn't mean that I don't accept our ability to sit at the table and be okay that we aren't necessarily coming from the same viewpoint, but we can sit at the same table and we can have a dialogue and we can listen to each other and we can hear each other. I think it's so important. I like the picture of the table because it speaks of a place of belonging.
To learn more about Rhianne Gasper and her campaign, visit rhiannegasper.com. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.